General Conference is for you. Conference cards. The Savior's example provides a framework for everything that we do, and his words provide an unfailing guide. President Thomas S. Monson, October 2014, General Conference. As we strive to place Christ at the center of our lives by learning his words, by following his teachings, and by walking in his path, he has promised to share with us the eternal life that he died to gain. There is no higher end than this, that we should choose to accept his discipline and become his disciples and do his work throughout our lives. Nothing else, no other choice we make, can make of us what he can. We read in Proverbs the admonition, "Ponder the path of thy feet." As we do, we will have the faith, even the desire, to walk the path which Jesus walked. We will have no doubt that we are on a path which our Father would have us follow. The Savior's example provides a framework for everything that we do, and his words provide an unfailing guide. His path will take us safely home. President Thomas S. Monson, October 2014, General Conference. The Living Lord leads his living church. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, October 2014, General Conference. The Living Lord leads his living church. The Lord reveals his will for the church to his prophet. Yesterday, after we were invited to sustain Thomas S. Monson as president of the church, we also had the privilege to sustain him, the counselors in the First Presidency, and members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles as prophets, seers, and revelators. Think of that. We sustain 15 men as prophets of God. They hold all the priesthood keys that have ever been conferred upon man in this dispensation. The church today has been organized by the Lord himself. He has put in place a remarkable system of governance that provides redundancy and backup. Senior leaders are constantly being tutored such that one day they are ready to sit in the highest councils. They learn how to hear the voice of the Lord through the whisperings of the Spirit. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, October 2014, General Conference. Spiritual questions deserve spiritual answers from God. Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Joseph Smith is the prophet of the Restoration. His spiritual work began with the appearance of the Father and the Son, followed by numerous heavenly visitations. He was the instrument in God's hands in bringing forth sacred scripture, lost doctrine, and the restoration of the priesthood. The importance of Joseph's work requires more than intellectual consideration. It requires that we, like Joseph, ask of God. James 1, verse 5. Spiritual questions deserve spiritual answers from God. Each believer needs a spiritual confirmation of the divine mission and character of the prophet Joseph Smith. This is true for every generation. Spiritual questions deserve spiritual answers from God. Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, October 2014, General Conference. To know what the voice of the divine sounds and feels like, read his words, study the scriptures, and ponder them. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, October 2014, General Conference. Study the Word of God in the Scriptures and the words of the living prophets. We talk to God through prayer. He most often communicates back to us through his written Word. To know what the voice of the divine sounds and feels like, read his words, study the scriptures, and ponder them. Make them an integral part of everyday life. Don't yield to Satan's lie that you don't have time to study the scriptures. Choose to take time to study them. Feasting on the Word of God each day is more important than sleep, school, work, television shows, video games, or social media. You may need to reorganize your priorities to provide time for the study of the Word of God. If so, do it. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, October 2014, General Conference. End of Conference Cards. Read by Jane Wise.